Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Collinsworth said that the New England Patriots should give the Baltimore Ravens a Christmas card for not running Derrick Henry. And, of course, John Harbaugh heard all the criticism about that. This is what he had to say.
We're talking about six plays. So we're talking about six plays that went back-to-back in a series, and we're trying to get the first down. So, no, the conversation is not really geared toward, you know, who's going in the game on a play, because plays are getting called fast, and players are running on the field fast based on the game plan, what the rotating coach decides to do, what the tag on the play is, and who's got that play. And there's reasons for all that are game plans. So I'm not defending all that.
Yeah, you are.
Heck no. You can pick plays or who goes in or when they go in. But it's not just as simple as, oh, Derrick Henry didn't play the whole fourth quarter. You know, it was those plays back-to-back. He was going to go in. That was part of the plan. And it was felt in making those decisions, guys running on and off the field as plays are being called in the rotation to go that direction. As I look back on it, I'm like, sure, I see the point. But I'm also not in the midst of saying, oh, whoa, time out. You know, Keaton, come on. I want Derrick in the game in that moment. So that's a reality, too. So just, I'm not trying to make excuses for
yeah,
it, but
are.
Trying to put it in perspective. You know, that's how it works.
No, number one, you started off sounding like Allen Iverson. So we're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's how he said. We're talking about six plays. Six plays in a game that you lost by 4 points. Those six plays, Harbaugh, aren't important. So this is why I say, Jeremy, they seem like they run an agenda, not a game plan. I'm not going to stop and call timeout and put Derrick Henry in the game. No, the plan should have been to have Derrick Henry in the game. It should not have been an option. That means that you're going all willy-nilly down there. You're not organized. Because what team does not want a Hall of Fame running back who's still, by the way, very productive? It's not like he's a Hall of Fame running back on his last legs. He's still a weapon, Jeremy. He's still the best running back on your team. So you would have had to call timeout to get Henry in the game, so you didn't talk about that prior to going back on the field? You didn't meet up?
That first drive, early in the game, the Ravens had a six-play drive. Four of those plays went to Derrick Henry, and it ended in a 21-yard touchdown run. Shut up. Stop. Like, you can make all these excuses, but all we have to do is go back to each game, whether it's the playoff game, or if you want to go back to we had an earlier game this year, you're in a rivalry game, and all of a sudden you don't run Derrick Henry, and it's an 8-point game, and you forget about your run game, and all these things. Why aren't other coaches doing this? Did the Bills forget to put James Cook in the second half?
Mm-mm.
No. Because he's been the reason why they've been winning damn games.
He said, we're only talking about six plays.
Man, shut up.
We're only talking about six plays?
Oh,
those
God.
Six plays don't matter?
It's funny to me, too.
Thank you,
when
Alan.
He constantly tells us all these plays matter. The plays are important. Okay, so six plays doesn't matter.
So did he? That sounded like he needed a request for an assistant. Someone, because now the supervisor of the team, John Harbaugh, because he's not a head coach, he's a supervisor, he comes in and he's like, oh, this stuff comes in too fast. We need to get somebody to, hey, guys, can we slow this down a little bit?
That's exactly what that sounds like.
You've only been doing this for 15 freaking years, 17, whatever it's been.
You know, and that's why I said, Jeremy, he's right. It does move. It moves lightning fast.
Is it too fast for you?
That's why you have a plan before. And this is why I question, what do you have the headsets on for? Why do you have the microphone? You're not talking up to the offensive coordinator, okay, we're going to have Derrick Henry on this next drive, right? We'll have Henry on the next drive, right? There's nothing against Keaton. Nothing against Keaton. I like him. I think he's a very good backup running back. He's not Derrick Henry.
The sole reason that you bring in the best closer in the game is because you wear out teams, so you run him in the fourth quarter when they're tired, and he's wearing their asses out even more. It's just six plays.
That's all it is,
it's
Jeremy.
Just six plays.
Why are we talking about it? I mean, we talked about
it's
six
just
plays.
Six plays that you didn't pay attention to. Just say that. I mean, look, we have heard this nonsense, and guess what? We're probably going to hear it at the end of this year. They'll fire some assistant coaches. Yep. It'll be their fault. And it, just like in baseball, it's the hitting coach. It's the pitching coach. And then eventually we see where we get to. But this team has too much talent to compete, like play like this and not compete year after year. We just watched three seasons of Lamar playing MVP caliber football where he won two of them. He won a third. and then people are bashing him. It's like, oh, we got to get a different quarterback. This guy sucks. Half the time, I don't know what people are watching, and that includes the head coach of this football team.
Well, Willie Taggart is the running backs coach for the Baltimore Ravens, and Harbaugh said this is the conversation that went on between Taggart and Derrick Henry.
The last series was a conversation between Willie and Derrick, and they decided that Keaton was going to start the series off as part of the rotation, and that Derrick was going to come in that series.
Willie, you better apply for a job, bro. Because he's the guy that's going to get fired behind this.
When did he come in that series? Because I missed it. I didn't
see
him.
So the running backs coach said, you know, we're going to put in Keaton Mitchell and not,
If only they had a person on this team that could overrule that. If only there was a guy that could say, no, I want Derrick to run the football. Yeah. Like a head coach or something. I mean, this is just absurd, man.
I don't care who decided to put him in. It was a bad decision, Harbaugh, and it's on your head.
Keep doing this over and over and over.
It's the bad decision, and it was on your head.
It's been everybody else's fault, not his.
It's never going to be his fault.
Well, Willie Taggart and Derrick, I don't care what they said. You're the coach.
If you notice, Willie Taggart's name wasn't brought up last year when he had almost 2,000 yards rushing.
Yeah.
But when you don't put him in for six plays in the game that you lose by four, you bring up Willie Taggart's name. You notice that, Joe?
I wish I had a boss that trusted me as much as John Harbaugh trusts his assistants.
I don't, because that means that boss would be clueless.
And I know the bosses trust me, but at the same time, this is like...
That boss would be clueless.
It's insane. It defies logic.
You know what this is? This is like the Houston Astros when they were caught cheating, and then we had COVID, and of course you get back the next season, and everybody's booing them, and they're going... Oh, wait a minute. That was 2 years ago. We already apologized for this. Why are we doing this?
We weren't in the stadium.
It was all Carlos Beltran's fault, too.
And here's Harbaugh going, wait a minute. You guys asked me this 5 years ago? You asked me this three times 4 years ago? You asked me this twice last year?
After the AFC Championship game?
I've already answered these questions about why we forget about Derrick Henry. The game's too fast. Are you guys not listening?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.